Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. God is love, holy and righteous and a judge. In Jude 1, 5-7, it says, "So I want to remind you, though you already know these things, that Jesus first rescued the nation of Israel from Egypt, but later he destroyed those who did not remain faithful. And I remind you of the angels who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them, but left the place where they belonged. God has kept them securely chained in prisons of darkness, waiting for the great day of judgment. And don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, which were filled with immorality and every kind of sexual perversion. Those cities were destroyed by fire and serve as a warning of eternal fire of God's judgment. I remind you, and don't forget." Jude is careful to show us that the false teachers among us are those who choose to forget that God is not one-dimensional. In fact, these false teachers often talk about a God who will forgive, a God who will show mercy, a God who certainly would understand our sin, and who is willing to forgive our sins. This is all true and should not be minimized. However, we need to recognize that God is also God who judges, and this must be part of our discussion too. False teachers want to believe what they find acceptable about God and want to ignore what they struggle with. Like it or not, the facts in the Bible are clear. God is love and desires all men to come to repentance. Those who do not come to repentance will die, having wasted their lives, and they will be punished in hell for eternity. Those who want to run from God will face the wrath of God. Those who choose to live self-centered, egotistical lives will pay the price. Many look at salvation as a ticket to heaven, but you could just as easily look at it as a way to escape the wrath of God. During my college days, I played defensive end for Wheaton College. On the field, I was focused on the game of football. Off the field, I was focused on my studies. In my junior year, I met a person who became a friend. After we had been friends for a while, this person told me that who I was much different than what many thought of me. I was told that I had a reputation for being a wild man, a killer of sorts, a focused, mean machine. Indeed, I probably was that way on the football field. But the football field was only part of my life. I also volunteered my summers at a youth camp, worked with 8-year-old boys at our local church, and volunteered to clean our church. I was an elementary education major and was constantly working in the local school systems. We need to get a clear understanding of God and just not make up who we want Him to be. This is Dave Wager, and you've been listening to Thinking Aloud and the leadership team of Relate365.com.